You are in touch with Stockholm from Radio Sweden. Put pen to paper. The address: Radio Sweden, S10510, Stockholm, Sweden. Get in touch with Stockholm.
Now to the question we asked in one of our weekday programs, 60 Degrees North. Who's your idol? Among the letters we got, there was a very clear majority for, yes, that's it, ABBA. Quite amazing, actually, considering it's a group that split up 15 years ago. But admirers are faithful. Listener James Fuentes in the Philippines wrote asking a number of questions on recent and future recordings by members of ABBA. Do we have James on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, James. When and how did you become an ABBA fan?
I've been a fan since 1977. I don't know exactly how I became one. I just developed a liking for them.
Well, you had all kinds of questions in your letter about members of ABBA, and someone here who probably knows all there is to know about them is Jorel Hanser. She was the group's manager at the time and is now managing director of Mono Music, Björn and Benny's present label. Are you there, Jorel?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. We're having a lot of snow and winter here in Sweden right now.
Well, it's dry here and no water.
Oh.
You know, because of this El Nino effect.
Yes, I know about that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if you could exchange a little, wouldn't it?
Yes.
James, you had questions about future recordings by the former members of ABBA. Do you want to start with the first one?
Okay. I heard with great sadness from Radio Sweden that Stig Andersson died a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, because I read somewhere a few years back, Stig Andersson and the two boys, Benny and Björn, were involved in some sort of a royalty dispute. And I would just like to know if they were able to, patch things up before Stig died.
Oh, yes. That was resolved long ago.
Oh, I
see. There was no hard feelings. There was no such things left when Stig passed away. No, that was all sorted out.
Oh, that's good to hear. But what happens to the group now? I mean, do you think the death would precipitate a reunion, or will it dash any hopes of a reunion ever taking place?
I don't think a reunion has anything to do with Stig not being here anymore. It has never been a question of a reunion, really. And I think as time goes by, it's more and more unlikely that there will be a reunion. They're all doing different things today. The group hasn't really existed for 15 years.
Yeah, since 1982, I guess.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Are there any projects forthcoming this year? I mean, I know the two boys have their musical, but what about the two female members? Anjeta, for instance, I think it's her 30th year in the music business next year. Is there any projects in line for her, like a commemorative box set or of some sort?
No, I don't think so. She had sort of a compilation released last year.
Yeah, My Love, My Life.
Yeah. But apart from that, there are no plans, no. And the same goes actually for Frida. I guess you know about her solo album,
Djupa Andetag,
last year. Yes. But she does not have any plan for any future recordings, no.
You told me earlier that you are in touch with Frida, Benny and Björn, but not Agneta. And I heard something different about Agneta's plans, or rather not her plans, but Sony Music is apparently going to release a commemorative type of recording with her songs in English in the first half of next year.
I didn't know.
Oh,
happy to hear.
That's what I was told. But that's
thanks
about
for telling me.
But that's about all I know.
Yeah.
So everything else, you'll have to.
That's something to look forward to.
James, in your letter, you asked also about Christina from Duve Mola if it will be available in English.
I did ask that question too, because I enjoy the music, but since I don't understand the lyrics, so I don't get you know, the message, what the whole music is all about. I wish I knew the language, but I don't. But I enjoy it nonetheless.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes, sooner or later there'll be an English version, but I think it'll take some time.
Yeah, I
right now we're working on the opening of the musical in Stockholm, which will take place on February 14th next year. And then we're also working slowly on an English version, maybe to bring it to the States. But
Broadway.
I guess that will take 1, 2, 3 years. We don't know. All there is in English is an English synopsis telling you briefly about the story. But no translation of the lyrics, no.
One last thing, I guess. How are the relationships between the four members? Are they in touch with each other or something?
Yes. I mean, I work with John and Benny. They are, of course, around all the time. And I also work with Frida, and when she's in town, she comes to the office. Meet with the boys occasionally. And, I mean, also Agneta, if they are around.
Does Agneta actually live in Sweden now?
Yes, she does. Frida lives in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you happy with that, James?
Oh, yes, I'm very happy. Because, you know, even when they were still active, news about them, at least in this part of the world, is, you know, pretty scant. So I do appreciate any news coming from your end.
I can tell you that just today I've been to a lunch together with Benny and Björn and representative from PolyGram, ABBA's record company, where Björn and Benny were presented with a kind of gold disc, I would say, for the sales of nearly 12 million copies of ABBA Gold worldwide.
Oh, 12 million.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, for a group that's inactive, that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive, yes.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us in this In Touch with Stockholm on Radio Sweden. Before you go, James, I wonder whether you want to pick a favorite ABBA song that we could end with.
Ah, Waterloo.
All right.